when we are overwhelmed by the world, the Son of God comes and he says, if you're weary, if you're heavy laden, come to me, I'll give you rest. You take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble in heart, and I'm going to give you rest for your souls. When I first got saved, the young man who led me to the Lord, I said, how can I stay close to God like this? I've never felt like this before. He said, if you read your Bible every day, you'll stay close to God. If you don't, you won't. When you're not listening to God, your spiritual brain starts checking out and you become dull in ear. God's word is our strength. The word that comes to us in this way, this is our strength. God's word is our strength. We are in Isaiah chapter 50, and we've covered verses 1 through 3. Now we're going to pick it up in verse 4. We've covered a little bit of verse 4, but we'll overlap there again. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of disciples that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back. I gave my back to those who strike me and my cheeks to those who pluck out the beard. I did not cover my face from humiliation and spitting, for the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I am not disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up to each other. Who has a case against me? Let him draw near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who is he who condemns me? Behold, they will all wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them. Okay, verse 5. It's really interesting. This is verse 4. We'll start at verse 4. This is such an interesting passage. It says, the Lord God, remember, that's Adonai Yahweh. So he's just this amazing respect. The Lord God has given me the tongue of disciples that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word. So God has given him the tongue of a disciple so that he could speak a word. And we saw last time how Jesus could speak a word that would just encourage people so much. For example, he said in Matthew chapter 11, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we are overwhelmed by the world, the Son of God comes and he says, if you're weary, if you're heavy laden, come to me, I'll give you rest. You take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble in heart, and I'm going to give you rest for your souls. There have been so many occasions where I have meditated on that verse, and it has encouraged me so much to be able to come and to spend that kind of time with the Lord and be with him in that way, and the encouragement. And it says that God specifically gave him the tongue of disciples that he could sustain a weary one. And then here is how it happened. In verse 4 of Isaiah chapter 50, he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back. How did Jesus get hold of this? Jesus got hold of this by his ear was awakened. Morning by morning, he was awakened by the Lord. You know, the New Testament only tells us a little bit about Jesus's childhood. Just having grown up in a Jewish home should not be able to account for all that Jesus knew in his physical body, all that he knew. How did he learn all of these things? How did he learn it? Just growing up in the Jewish home would not be sufficient for him to be able to learn this. How did he learn it? It says that the Lord God awakened him morning by morning. He awakened my ear to listen as a disciple. If you do not have if you're not trained to wake up early, you may have to start setting an alarm clock to get you up in the morning. This is why I tell you over and over again, the most important thing is that you have a daily time in the scriptures. Daily time in the scriptures. When I first got saved, the young man who led me to the Lord, I said, how can I stay close to God like this? I've never felt like this before. He said, if you read your Bible every day, you'll stay close to God. If you don't, you won't. And I've read my Bible every day for 48 years, every day. And so you can't tell me you're too busy for that. I've had a very busy life. I've gone through a lot of schooling. I've raised four children. I've had a very busy career. So you cannot convince me that it cannot be done to be in the Word of God every morning. And here is the exact example of it. He awakens me morning by morning. I don't need an alarm clock to wake me up anymore. I just wake up and I just get up early in the morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. This is exactly what happens. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. He awakens me morning by morning. This is what happens. And now, what happens when he awakens him? What is it that happens when he's awakened? It says right here, it says the next thing. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. God has opened his ear. We have read verses where he says that I have blinded their eyes and I've closed their ears so they cannot see and they cannot hear because they were rebellious against him. And the more we refrain from following him, the more we refrain from listening to him, the more dull our hearing gets. It does not get better. It gets more dull. And at my age, you know, my hearing is beginning to go. And my daughter keeps saying, you really ought to get a hearing aid, because if you're not hearing well, what can happen is your brain starts checking out because you're not hearing conversations anymore. So when you're not listening to God, your spiritual brain starts checking out and you become dull in ear. You become weak in your eyes when you don't start seeing anymore. And he says, he awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. So God would awaken him and he could begin to listen. So what happens as we get into the Word of God, as we get alone in prayer, as we get before God, God begins to speak. This is where the strength comes from. This is where strength comes from in the Lord. It comes from that daily time alone with the Lord. If you are not in the habit of getting alone with the Lord every morning, I challenge you to wake up 15 minutes earlier than you normally wake up and start by spending 15 minutes in the Word of God. Read it slowly, thoughtfully. Start in the Gospel of John, John chapter 1, verse 1. Start reading it slowly and say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. When you ask God to speak to you, he will begin to speak with you. Ask of him, and he will begin to speak with you.
If you do not believe in the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ, send me an email. tour@drjamestour.org, and we will get together and I will share with you about why I embrace the resurrection of Jesus.
He says the Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back. Because my ear was open, because I heard from God, I had the ability to get through these things in life. I have seen this over and over again in my life. Some mornings I wake up and I think, how am I ever going to get through all that I have to get through? I take the Word of God, get on my knees, and just start reading and say, Lord, speak to me through this passage. Speak to me. And life comes. And I'll tell you, after a short amount of time in the Word of God, I feel like a roaring lion. I can tackle anything, anything. He says, this is what happened. My ear was open. I got before God in the morning. I got before God. He opened my ear and I was able to go through all of these things that came against me. He is not the only one. Jesus is not the only one. This is not something that is exclusive to the Son of God. Remember, the reason that Jesus came to this earth, God wanted to have fellowship with us. So he, God himself, took on flesh. The Word, who was with God and was God, took on flesh, and he came to this earth. The Word became flesh, and we beheld his glory. That Word, God, took on flesh, and we saw his glory. Glory is of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. He took on flesh, and he taught us. He instructed us what it's like to have a relationship with God. This is why I know I don't have to be like a monk and shave my head and go up on top of a mountain in order to please God. Jesus had a normal job. He was a carpenter. He had a normal life. This is what he did, and he demonstrated that to us. But there are other people, weak people, people that normally wouldn't be that strong. In Judges chapter 6, it talks about a man named Gideon. Gideon was a very normal sort of guy when God called him. He was, in fact, hiding in Judges chapter 6, verse 11, it says, then the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak tree in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abizrite, as his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress in order to save it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior." The Lord looked at him and said, "Go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you?" And so here the angel of the Lord meets him. And the angel of the Lord says to him, it says it appeared to him, and he says, "The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior." And Gideon is like, "You're looking at me? Me?" God proclaimed over him, "You're a valiant warrior." And then he says, "Go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you? Go in this your strength." It's not like he gave him a sword and said, "Go with the strength of this sword." It's not like he gave him a spear. It's not like he gave him a chariot. He said, "Go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you?" Just the words, the word of God was enough to strengthen him. The word of God was enough to fill him and to strengthen him. Go in this your strength. This is what will happen to you. When you get before the word of God and you start looking at this and say, "Lord, speak to me through this word, speak to me." Boom, your eyes open, your ears open. And then he'll start speaking to you. And God says, "Go in this your strength." It is a verse. It is a word. It is God's word that defines the universe. So when God says, "Go in this your strength, in this you are going to defeat the hand of the Midianites." This is what he said. "I'm going to deliver Israel. Deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you?" When God's word said it, remember, it has to happen. Go in this your strength. God's word is our strength. The word that comes to us in this way, this is our strength. God's word is our strength. Go in this your strength. Don't give up this word. Don't miss out on this. You just leave up so much on the table in your life if you do not take hold of this, if you do not come before the word of God in the morning and learn to receive this. Just the word is the strength, just the word. God has done this with other people. We looked at Jeremiah before, Jeremiah chapter 1 of Jeremiah. God said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, 'Alas, Lord God, behold, I don't know how to speak because I'm a youth.' But God said to me, 'Do not say, I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go, and all I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord.'" He is again saying, go in this your strength. God proclaims over us certain things through the scriptures, and that is what empowers and gives us strength. This is not unique to the Lord. Look, God did it with this man, Gideon. God did it with this young man, Jeremiah. He did the same sort of thing. God did it with a woman named Mary. God appeared to Mary in Luke chapter 1. It says, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." And then later on in that same chapter, verse 37, it says, "For nothing will be impossible with God." Nothing will be impossible with God. When you hear words that are spoken like this, it empowers us. It gives us strength. This is not unique to the Lord. If I could get through to you on this, that how much, just think of all the gifts, all the blessings you would leave on the table in your life that you would never be able to appropriate if you did not listen to the Lord. Go in this your strength. This is the strength that I have for you. He awakens me morning by morning. Every morning he awakens me. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. And because of that, I could go through all the things that I'm about to go through. Because of that, I have the strength to go through this. You see the same sort of thing with Paul in 2 Corinthians. Paul had this defect in his life. He said concerning the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, "Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me." Paul had this sickness, and he asked God three times that it might leave him. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness." That's all God said. My grace is sufficient. I've given you enough grace. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfected in your weakness. My power is perfected in your weakness. I was just in the house of some friends over the weekend, and they're missionaries, and they taught their children. They've lived in what we would consider unpleasant surroundings in the places where they've been in the mission field. And so when their children say they're not comfortable, they say, it's okay not to be comfortable. It's okay not to be comfortable. And this is exactly what God is saying here. He says, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. So look at Paul's response. Once God spoke the word, what is the power? The power is in the word. Once God spoke this word, what happened? Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. So he could boast about his weaknesses because I see the power of God dwelling in me, he says. He says that this is what happened. How about in the life of Jesus when he walked here on this earth? Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 27, now my soul has become troubled. My soul has become troubled. Did you know that the soul of Jesus was troubled? Have you ever been troubled in your soul? Absolutely. All of us go through trouble in our soul. The same thing happened to our Lord. Everything that we are confronted with, he was confronted with. But he did not sin in the midst of it. He says, now my soul has become troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came out of heaven. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. What gave Jesus the strength? The word from his Father. The word from his Father. His soul was troubled. So he says, should I say, deliver me from this hour? He said, I came for this. This is what I came for. He says, Father, you glorify your name. And the Father spoke to him. And he said, a voice came out of heaven. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. That word, you go in this your strength. That word, it is the word of God that will strengthen us. It is not a sword. It is not a spear. It is not deliverance. It is not the better house. It is not the better job. It is the word of God that will deliver us. The word of God. When we learn to listen to the word of God, these things happen.
Because of you, millions of people have heard the gospel.
If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he's risen from the dead, and you will be saved.
That's right.
That's the requirement.
We talk about science concepts which draw people in.
Take these nanomachines and have them drill into cells.
It'd be a great way to kill cancer, right?
We also talk about Jesus Christ, who's the best in everything.
My faith in Jesus Christ means more to me than anything.
If you could continue to give or give for the first time, we would certainly appreciate it. You can go to jesusandscience.org/donate. All U.S. donations are tax deductible. Thank you so much.
With Joshua. Joshua had to take over from Moses. Those are big, big shoes to fill. And Joshua was a young man and he had to take over from Moses. Well, he wasn't a young man at this point. He was sent in at 40, so he was 80 years old. But this is dropping upon him now, so he at 80 years old, and he says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1. What did God do to encourage Joshua in this task? He says, do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It is the word of God that strengthened him. It is the word of God that strengthened David. David, it says in 1 Samuel chapter 30, his entire family had been lost. They had gone out to a battle. When they came back, another group of people had come in and overcome their city. And his wives were lost. His children were lost. Everything was taken. And it says in verse 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 30, moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him, for all the people were embittered, each one because of his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. So you see that what happened was not only did he had to deal with these foreign troops coming in, the loss of his wife, the loss of his family, the loss of everything, but his own people wanted to stone him, wanted to kill him because they were embittered as well, because they lost everything and they were blaming it on David. It says, what did David do? But he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. This is the problem that many people have, is that they do not know how to strengthen themselves in the Lord their God. They have to take all these problems come upon them, and we're these weak little creatures, and somehow we've got to deal with all these problems. But you don't have to live that way. If you be in the Lord, you do not have to be that way. If you know the Lord Jesus, you don't have to be that way. And it says, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And then in verse 18, it says, so David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken, and he rescued his two wives. So David was able to strengthen himself in the Lord his God. When we learn to come before God, this is why it is such a treasure. In the same thing happened to Paul in the book of Acts. Book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 9. And the Lord said to Paul in the night by a vision, do not be afraid any longer. Now, why would God come and say to Paul, do not be afraid any longer? He was in Corinth and he was having great controversy. Why would he say to him, do not be afraid any longer? Well, obviously, because God knew that Paul was afraid. So he said to him, do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you and no man will attack you in order to harm you, for I have many people in this city. And he settled there a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them. He went from being fearful to hearing a word of God, and he stayed an extra year and 6 months teaching them. Another 18 months he stayed teaching them. Why? Because God had spoken a word. One word is all it takes from the Lord to encourage you, to pick you up. This is what Jesus is talking about. This is what the Lord is talking about in chapter 50 of Isaiah. The book of Psalms. Chapter 119, verse 28, Psalm 119, verse 28. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to your word. Look what the psalmist says. I am weeping. I'm weeping because of grief. Have you ever been there where you weep because of the grief? He says, strengthen me according to your word. It is the word of God that brings us strength. Strengthen me according to your word. Strengthen me according to your word. This is what he says. And this is why in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, it says, he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back. What kept Jesus obedient? What kept Jesus from turning back? It was the word of his Father. It was the word of his Father that was doing this. Oh, how I pray that you would take hold of this word, that you will take hold of the word from the Father, that you will come before his word morning by morning, come before his word and get strength for that day. This is why it has to be morning by morning. Go one day without eating any food or drinking any water. Tell me what your day is like. By the end of that day, you will be utterly wiped out. You will feel so weak. That is exactly how you are spiritually. You may not see it as vividly, but other people around you see it. That is what it's like going one day without the word of God. One day. That's why I say every day, every day. 3 days a week is not every day. Every day you wake up and you spend time in the morning before you start your day. Get that word from the Lord, which means you got to go to bed 15 minutes early if you're going to spend 15 minutes in the morning with the Lord. You can get a cup of coffee, you can wash up if you want to, but before you go about your day, before you go plucking away at your computer, wake up before the children wake up. And you say, well, that's hard to do. Yeah, but I've done it. I've done it. And all my children are grown and gone, and I would get up before them. And Shireen would get up before them. And she would do the same thing. You get that time with the Lord. That you go in this, your strength. And that is how Jesus was able to overcome these challenges that came his way. I pray that you would take hold of this word, that this word would become your meditation, that morning by morning, you will take hold of this word, and this word will become to you your strength. Remember, this is your strength. How did Jesus overcome this? He tells us. He tells us in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, it says of the servant, our Lord Jesus, that through this, he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the truth of your word. It is so good. Thank you, Lord, for what you have demonstrated to us. Early in the morning, you would go off and you would hear from your Father. your whole life. Even from childhood, he would wake you morning by morning and you would hear. And Father, I pray for these young people that you would cause them to hear the voice of God through the pages of Holy Scripture. And through that, they would be encouraged. Father, I have no doubt that this will come to them when they spend time in the Word. I have seen your Word, how just a verse strengthens from deep within. Just a verse can teach us, even prepare us for what's going to come at us that day. Give that to these young people. Father, I pray that if there be nothing else that they learn from this class, that it would be that they need to get up every morning and spend time in the Word of God. And Father, speak to them through that. And Father, for those here who don't know you, who this is hard to get hold of because they don't know you, Father, I pray that their hearts would be opened to receive Jesus so that all of this is now accessible to them, that they would receive salvation through his name and through the power of his resurrection from the dead. And Lord, I give this to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. If you could give us a like, share, or podcast review, we would appreciate it. If you have any questions, you could send them to ask@jesusandscience.org, and we'll try to answer some of those questions in an upcoming video. And if you do not believe in the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ, and you want to hear about why I believe, send me an email to tour@drjamestour.org, and we'll get together by Zoom, and I'll share with you why I embrace the resurrection of Jesus Christ.